This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora te whanau, talo fa lava, ahlan o masahlan, ni hao, kamlo, yuvla everyone, wanakam, hei li khoshamadi, konnichiwa, annyeong haseyo, pula vinaka, malolele.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Otipoti.
Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills.
Set up networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Kia ora, Ta Lofa. Welcome to Otago Access Radio with 105.4 FM. You're listening to Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. You're with Peter Kesha. Today I'd like to talk about a special friend of mine from Zambia, Africa, who lives here in Dunedin. In her words, she now sees herself, well, she is an Aotearoan. Have you heard that word? It's in the Oxford Dictionary. Yep, she became a citizen of New Zealand. I was talking to her the other day, and she, very interesting woman. She walks 10 kilometres every day in Dunedin, and she said to me, you know, Peter, with all my walking, I've cured myself of long COVID, and she had some problems with her legs, but no, she kept walking, and it's like Forrest Gump, isn't it? But, wow, what an amazing woman. And she was telling me her stories about walking and how, and just by walking, how she meets people on the street and has made so many friends. And I was thinking, what a great way to heal yourself, walking. And so she just completed 12 months of walking all around Dunedin, and she has been writing a book about this, and I'm going to be interviewing her very soon. But I thought I'd give you a heads up on Namakel, who is such a gifted woman, a talented woman, and is such a creative woman, and that she creates a lot of her own art, wearable art, through crochet, just keeps reinventing herself. And she approached me and says, Peter, every time she comes up with an idea, she wants to write a song about it. So I'd like to feature on our program today some of her songs. Here's a song she wrote in March 2023. She wrote it. I mean, she writes, she's quite prolific, and she wrote it quite fast. She rang me and she goes, Peter, I've just written a song and I want to record it. And then a few days later, she came in and did it. And all these songs she writes are about what's happening around her in New Zealand. So this one's called
This Beautiful
Aotearoa. Enjoy it.
Speak to you soon. I call my home, this beautiful country. You call your home, this beautiful country. I call my home. Come and feel your
So that was a beautiful Aotearoa by Namakel Nalumungo from Zambia, who's currently resident of Dunedin. Now, Namakel was talking to me about heart disease. So this is the type of person she is. She's telling me about heart disease. Then she writes another song about it. Do you know that every 90 minutes a Kiwi dies of heart disease? I didn't know that until Namakel told me. And she goes, Peter, it's a big problem. We need to do something. This is part of her walking thing too, about raising awareness about her health and getting out there. And I think when she told me about her walking project, it was like, well, there's so many positive things that can come out of that. Here's a song, Every 90 Minutes, that she wrote. Same thing. Thought of the idea, spoke to me about it, and then we recorded it. Check it out.
Every 90 minutes, a Kiwi dies of heart disease. Every 90 minutes, a Kiwi dies of heart disease. Needs your help to fund research for Kiwi hearts. The Heart Foundation needs your help. Support the cause for heart research. The Heart Foundation needs your help. Walk or run for Kiwi hearts. The Heart Foundation needs your help. Give to the quest for Kiwi hearts. For Kiwi hearts, every 90 minutes, every 90 minutes, every 90 minutes, every 90 minutes, every 90 minutes.
Hi, you're on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM. You're listening to the DMCC, Dunedin Multicultural Council, on air. You're with Peter Kesha. You're just listening to Every 90 Minutes, a song about heart disease in New Zealand, written by a good friend of mine, Namakel Nalumungo. So shout out to Namakel. I'm dedicating this program to her because she's such a wonderful person. Raising awareness about our health, our children, our society, and how we can move forward. I've known Namakel for over 10 years, and she's just totally amazing in the concepts and the things she comes up with. Being a musician and producer myself, I'm always there for her. When anytime she comes up with an idea, it turns into a song, a book, a picture, and a piece of artwork, amazing and inspiring. And so featuring her music, which can't be with us at the moment, but her music with us. I'd like to play another track of hers called Look Me in the Eye, and I hope you enjoy it.
My
end and hear this. I want to love you no matter what. No matter what, let us talk. No matter what, I want to love you. Look me in the eye, hold my hand and hear this. Hello, look me in the eye, hold my hand and hear this. I want to love you no matter what. No matter what, let us talk. No matter what, I want to love you.
Listening to Look Me in the Eye, written by Namakau Nalumango from Zambia, who's my my guest person that I'm talking about. She's not actually in the studio, but she will be in very soon. That I want to talk to her about some of her projects she's been doing here in Dunedin. When I met Namakau, she approached me and she goes, it's been one of the first songs she wrote, and I was totally impressed. And she says, I'm doing this whole song a cappella. And she started singing it, and I was like, wow. And I could hear Africa in Dunedin, all the sounds and the harmonies and the way she was singing, and just the arrangement of the song just brought another culture into the studio. And I was like, wow, that is so impressive. And the song was called, is called New Zealand Song, which we recorded in May 2016. It shows you, I mean, listening to her songs, you can hear how much she loves being in New Zealand. She just became a New Zealand citizen recently and is so proud of being an Aotearoan, in her words. And getting back to the song, New Zealand Song, which was the first one that we did in the studio. And it just totally blew me away. And I thought, wow, this woman is amazing. I didn't even know she could sing, and I had known her for like a couple of years before then. And then she just said, I'm doing a song. I go, well, oh, okay, I'm in. And so this is a song. I absolutely love it, enjoy it. New Zealand Song.
New Zealand, I am Nayende. New Zealand, I am Nayende. Sifa sauna hamoho, Aotearoa. Sifa sauna hamoho. Taha tohoni wakuta, Kapriyanga kuya Wellington. Taha tohoni wakuta, Hokianga kuya Paia. Taha utoi kola, Tararoa kuya Taranaki, New Zealand ya Tavisa. Tohoni wakuta, Auckland kuya Waiuku. Taha tohoni wakuta, Rotorua kuya Taupo. Taha
utoi kula mangaweka kuya nepia New Zealand ya tabisa Aotiroa ya makaza New Zealand ya tabisa Aotiroa ya makaza New Zealand ya tabisa Aotiroa ya makaza Tahato woni wakuta Picton Stewart Island Taha Towoni Wakuta Clarence Kuya Charleston Taha Utoi Kola Kaikoura Kuya Greymouth New Zealand Yatabisa Taha Towoni Wakuta Akaroa Kuya Timaru Taha Towoni Wakuta Bruce Bay Kuya Bluff Taha Utoi Kola Dunedin Kuya Queenstown New Zealand Yatabisa Aotiroa Yamakaza New Zealand Yatabisa Aotiroa Yamakaza New Zealand Yatabisa Aotiroa Yamakaza New Zealand Nahayal Nayende Aotiroa Sifa saluna hamoho Aotiroa Sifa saluna hamoho Aotiroa Sifa saluna hamoho Aotiroa Sifa saluna hamoho
Namakau Nalumango. I told you it was good, wasn't it? Cool song. Thank you, Namakau, for your beautiful music. Hey, it's been great doing the show. I hope you really enjoyed the music. It's just been so cool listening to it. I haven't heard a lot of the stuff for a while. Like I said, I'm going to have Namakau on this program very soon and interview her about her new book that she's been writing. And talking about music, we were out at Pukitiraki Marae last Sunday. What a beautiful event. It was a collaboration with Tamil, the Tamil community, and Pukitiraki Marae and the Māori community out there. And what a great day we had. And I brought this up on so many shows. I'm looking for people from all cultures to come together and write music for our Race Relations Week, for the Dunedin Multicultural Council Race Relations Week in 2025. And I've come across some Indian classical musicians, and I have African musicians, I have Pakistani ones. I'm so happy I'm starting to get a nice mix and blend of cultures and Māori musicians. So if you're keen, get hold of me, Peter Kesher, through Otago Access Radio, or peterkesher@gmail.com. And so, Peter, I want to be in on this musical fruit salad. So watch out. Our music will be coming out soon. Thank you, Namakau, for all your music that we've been playing on the program today. I'd like to finish off our program with another song written by, these are all originals too, all recorded in Dunedin, all written here in Dunedin, and we recorded it on the 21st of December 2023. It's called Ni Bata Kubuna, written by Namakau. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed our program. Take care and look after each other. And remember what I said, I'm looking for musicians, people with interesting instruments, people from anywhere around the world to get together and collaborate in a fusion of international and New Zealand styles. Take care. Over and out, DMCC on air with Peter Kesher. Later.
Ibada kubona dani din, ibada kubona dani din, ibada kubona. This program was produced by Otago Access Radio on 105.4 FM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.